Next patient we're going to do is going to be Sylvia, S-Y-L-V-I-A, Serpas. That's S as in Sam, E-R-P-A-S. So Miss Serpas, Sylvia Serpas is our next patient that we're going to talk about. And let's see what I'm going to tell you about her. Miss Serpas is also a 78-year-old, we'll just put 78-year-old woman, who has been referred and admitted to hospice with history of colon cancer, stage 3 or stage 4, with extensive metastatic disease involving lymph nodes, lung, lymphovascular invasion, comma, liver and other distant organs, period. This, 68-year-old woman, sorry. This 68-year-old woman with extensive history of adenocarcinoma of the colon, underwent chemotherapy, resection, chemotherapy, and radiation at Mayo Clinic on or about December of 1995. Patient finished a course of 5-FU. Later on in 2008, patient had a large mass of, or a mass in the pelvic, 2 by 1.5 centimeter. Which was metastatic colon cancer and required FOL-FOX and Avastin, A-V-A-S-T-I-N, treatment, period. Patient responded with reduction in his CE, responded to the treatment with the response in his CEA. Then he was switched to ERBITUX with 6-CARIS later on, as far as his chemotherapy was concerned, in 2020 and in 2021. Subsequently, last year in 2022, his CEA started climbing. It was noted that patient was developing intrapelvic lesion, including now. Now this lesion had the previous lesion had exploded and is involving vaginal wall and bladder. Patient developed chemo. Was started back on chemo. Developed fistula, diarrhea. By end of 2022, patient had been through, patient was seen by doctors, patient had been through multiple lines of treatment, including FOL-FOX and PEMBRO, as well as XELOTA and Avastin. Patient stated that she does not want any more treatment, does not want any more chemo, including IRINOTECAN 5FU, REGORAFENIB, or XALTRAP. Patient was found also to be anemic with a hemoglobin of 7, hematocrit of 22, protein calorie malnutrition with total protein of 5. Albumin of 2.6, bowel and bladder incontinent. Patient is now requiring total ADL care, hence the reason for declining any further treatment. She's kept comfortable at home and will be kept comfortable at home now that she has been referred to hospice. Patient is expected to do poorly without any chemotherapy and radiation. It's decided that patient stage four colon cancer is now progressive and requires hospice care at home to care for patient before she passes on, period. Your paragraph, she's expected to die in the next 6 months or less. And hospice will keep patient comfortable along with aides to help with ADL care at home along with her family, to help her family care for her at home before she, until she passes away. Thank you.